people who join often. If you're just joining us, Joe Mixon, it's official. He is going to miss the first 4 weeks of the season as he is still dealing with the ankle foot issue that he has. This being reported by several sources, including Adam Schefter. They are not activating him before the deadline on Tuesday, and he is going to be placed on the non-football injury list, which means he has to miss at least 4 weeks of the season. So Joe Mixon, that is the big news of the day, and we have discussed that by some throughout. So that's the big one there, and we will continue to discuss that breaking news, big news throughout the show, and I'm sure you can hear it behind us on Texans All Access. They will give the latest on their thoughts on that. I'm certain of it. Be good to hear from Mark Vandermeer and John Harris to discuss that, as well as Area 45 coming up behind us. And then you'll probably hear the thoughts from Payne and Pendergast and In the Loop as they'll touch it tomorrow as well. So stay tuned right here for Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610 to get all your thoughts on this breaking news. We do this every single Monday. Weekend's best, weekend's worst. You can text them in yourself as well. What did you have as the weekend's best, the weekend's worst? I'll kick it off, Clint. And I know some people will not love hearing this, but I just think it was. My weekend's best goes to Cal Raleigh. He hit homers 48 and 49 yesterday to set an MLB record for home runs in a single season by a catcher, breaking the Royal Salvador Perez's 48 that he hit a few years back. And also the impressive thing with him, and I know Ocho, one of our loyal listeners, he expresses this a lot, that cat catches and plays every day. He's played 128 of the 131 games that they played, and they're not just at a DH. He catches routinely, day game after a night game, all of that. So
sure as hell throws out more would-be Steelers than Yainer.
Boy, this he threw one out yesterday. Woo!
About this, time.
This did not have to get to it.
It's just where my brain goes, man. I'm sorry. I can't help it. I'm like, man, he's raking and throwing guys out? Holy hell.
This did not have to get to Yiner. It's the weekend's best for Cal Raleigh.
My bad.
And he's got a really good shot to win the MVP. And I know you hate the Mariners, but boy, I don't know if you hate the Mariners, but you strongly dislike Aaron Judge. And it looks like it's coming down between those two. Him and Cal Raleigh, and he leads the league in home runs. So shout out to Cal Raleigh. That is a tough thing to do. He's going to hit 50 home runs. He's got 31 to go. 50 home runs from a catcher's position. It's insane, and they need him, right? These are games where they're in the midst of it, and they got to win. So shout out to the big dumper, Cal Raleigh. He gets my weekend.
I like it. Weekend's best. Tommy Fleetwood, baby.
Okay.
Tommy, yes, sir. Fleetwood. I mean, he gets his first PGA Tour victory. And he did it in big-time fashion. Collected the FedEx Cup $10 million winning pot there. 164th career start on the PGA Tour and has been close. In fact, has choked it away late a couple of times. I think he choked it away late 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. He had a chance to win one with three or four holes to go, and he choked it away and didn't end up winning that one. So to see him break through, man, he is an easy guy to root for. I know my father-in-law watches a ton of golf. He's been hoping he'd win one for a while now, so... good to see Tommy Fleetwood get his first PGA Tour victory, 164 starts in.
And that's his first one?
First one.
Did you know about Tommy Fleetwood? That gentleman is close to the exact same age as me. We're both 34 right now at this stage in our life. Did you know how old his wife is?
50.
57.
Married him an older one, huh?
Yes, he is 34. He is married to a 57-year-old lady.
Let's take a look at her.
I mean, that's got me and my bride taken. I mean, we got 13-year gap. I think that's 23.
And you're far from 57, sir.
Yeah, but I'm going to be there one day.
Shout out to Claire. Good for her.
It's very interesting to me. Yeah, just look at some photos.
You got pictures of her?
Claire, it looks like. Here's Claire and Tommy. Tommy, great hair.
Of course.
Yeah, it's not bad.
She's pretty.
Why'd you do...
But it is like almost 25 years difference. Why did she give a loss?
Because that's 25 years and not even trying to fill the age gap.
You don't think she's given enough of an effort?
No, I don't think. I don't. Well, no, I thought about. I don't even. I don't think. I don't think she cares to. I don't think she cares to. And he looks younger than he is.
You think she looks 57?
I don't think she looks 57. I think she looks older than him, significantly older than him. You look at that picture right there.
Is this her child?
She just had a kid. She ain't 57 in that picture, but even who cares? I mean, she
if she ain't 57 in that picture, Clint, then hell, he's 34.
Well, you look at that picture that you showed me of them too, and I'm not going with mother for sure, but is that mom or is that wifey?
Doesn't look a little older there.
No question. Is that mom or is that wifey?
Is that an aunt?
Yeah, is that the aunt that raised him?
That's an aunt.
No,
there.
that's.
Go ahead, Tommy.
Yeah, good for you, Tommy. She, in that one picture you showed me, she looks like she's been doing naughty things to Tommy Fleetwood for years, to be honest with you.
He went and got him a gilf.
What is that? Grandma?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like she has been doing naughty things to him since he was barely legal.
You said it twice.
Did it not? That thing suit top she had on, that jacket top?
Oh, Cradle Robin Claire.
Yeah, it looks like she, and she's proud of it too. Look at this young stallion I got, ladies.
Own it, lady.
I done raised this one up the right way. Talking
what'd
about
you say? What'd you say? She broke Tommy's ass off.
There ain't no doubt. Hey, man, there ain't no doubt. She turned Tommy out. That wifey turned Tommy out 20 years ago.
I would say.
Hopefully not 20. He'd be 14.
I feel bad about, like, he won his first tournament ever. I would feel bad about her father, but.
He might not be with us.
He might not be with us. Because, you know, when that first tournament, you know what's going down.
In this instance, it's Tommy's mother you should be worried about. Not wifey's dad.
Oh, yeah, Tommy's mom.
Tommy's mom's going, poor baby's going to go home with that.
Tommy's mom's been behind this the whole way? They got to be similar ages.
That's what I'm saying. I bet they're friends.
She probably hates that.
We got to do some digging on this. Please, is that Tommy's mom's best friend?
Cheryl, do some digging. What's your weekend worth?
Lance McCullers, yeah. 4 innings, 80-some-odd pitches. Just the same old song and dance. I mean, it's as if he's a rookie. And he just can't break through, right? It's as if he's a rookie and just can't figure things out. I would rather at this point, this is real talk. I would rather Lance McCullers go out there and get beat around the ballpark than to go out there and have the pitch count run up and he can't throw strikes.
Yeah.
I am just about to let go of the Lance McCullers rope. I'm really close.
You're hanging on. You're ready to let it go.
Yep. Yeah.
My weekend's worst is Shedeur Sanders. He fought it and struggled. Was 3 of 6, 14 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions, 5 sacks. And listen, I think 4 of the 5 offensive linemen, no, I think all 5 of them were cut today. That was in front of him in the time that he was out there. But it is what he struggled. And I think clearly at this point, you know, however you look at it, which is not a surprise, he's the 5th-round draft pick. He seems to be probably behind Dylan Gabriel at this point. And it was a struggle there for him and that offense in there. So Shedeur Sanders, not the performance he needed, although I don't know how much of a chance he really had into climbing up in that depth chart the way it looked like they had it set up, but it certainly, his performance certainly didn't help.
Yeah, I don't.
And it all went on him, but it didn't help.
Yeah, it's hard for me, Ron, to, especially that situation, but a lot of these situations, in a third preseason game, second half, you know, just where, you know, a guy really struggles and takes sacks, it's really hard for me to lean in and hold that against him. Obviously, it's not going to work in your favor, But it's hard for me to lean in and say, oh, yeah, boy, this guy really showed his true colors here and really reverted back. I heard somebody, Dan or somebody, talking about, boy, he reverted back to his college days or something. I'm just like, I don't know how much I lean into that, to be honest with you.
Well, I mean, again, he did not play well, but also there's the thought of, all right, man, hell, I got to make a play. Like I'm trying to compete. I got to make a play as well. But he struggled, and though it does sound like they're going to keep all four of them, but he did seem to struggle.